Councils in the West Midlands say that they haven't been given enough information about the size of government cuts to their budgets. Dudley and Birmingham authorities have already raised concerns about the impact of further cuts. The leader of Birmingham City Council, Sir Albert Bore, has claimed it would mean the closure of services and the end of local government as we know it. The announcement was made yesterday, but some councils have told BBC WM that the information hasn't come to them early enough and some of it is missing. I've just spoken to the Community Minister, Don Foster, and I asked him why those details haven't yet got through.
Well, I can tell Wolverhampton and people who live there that despite the economic problems that the country faces, the spending power of Wolverhampton Council to deliver the services local people need has been reduced by just 1.2%. I can also say that the council will have £2,710 per household to spend on those services. And that's at a time when we have to remember we have that economic problem and local government expenditure is about a quarter of all government spending. So there's bound to be some reduction, but I suspect it's much less than the council expected.
But they were expecting it yesterday and they said that they didn't get it.
Well, I don't know how they didn't get it, because every council was sent a detailed letter describing how we'd worked out the figures, what those figures were, and also, of course, pointing out the really good news that we've now changed the way local government is funded, so they've got much greater freedom on how they spend the money, fewer ring-fence grants, but more importantly, we've changed it in a way that means that councils now keep hold of some of the business rates, and if those business rates go up because they help improve growth in the economy in the local area, they'll retain some of that growth. So in fact, with any luck, with real development in the area, people in Walsall will actually have more money coming into their local council than the previous year.
There's a piece in the Birmingham Post today, Eric Pickle, saying that Birmingham City Council is the biggest problem in the whole country.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Birmingham has got itself into, to coin a phrase, a bit of a pickle. And that's largely over having failed to sort out early enough on the issue of making sure that the males and females were being paid equally for the work that they were doing. And the good thing is that the government has been prepared to step in and provide a lot of extra money to Birmingham to help them resolve that problem. It wasn't a problem of the government's making, but we recognise that Birmingham needs to be supported. And in fact, Birmingham overall, despite the average reduction in spending power of 1.7% across all councils, has got a reduction of only 1.1%. And they've got nearly £2,800 per household to spend. And of course, again, if there's growth in the economy in Birmingham, there'll be even more coming in.
The things that Eric Pickle said was this is a good deal for councils. But with things like this, with things like cuts, it's never going to feel like that for the people who are losing jobs or services, is it?
No, of course it's not. And I mean, you know, when you remember that today, this day, the country will be spending £120 million just paying the interest on our current debts. We've got to take action to get those debt levels down. So we're, instead of spending money on just paying off the interest, we can actually spend them on services. And so it's inevitably a tough time. And with local government spending, about a quarter of all government spending, that's, you know, more than we spend on the health service, it's double what we spend on defence. Clearly there has to be some reduction, but I suspect the reductions we announced yesterday are far lower than most councils were expecting. And of course the crucial thing is we're also been able for 2 years to keep council tax rises to zero, and many councils will be having a zero rise this time after all those years of Labour when council tax is doubled. So we're helping local people that way as well.
Two of the local councils, Birmingham and Dudley, already seem to be considering holding referendums on rising or raising the council tax to make ends meet. Is that a good idea, do you think?
Well, that's entirely up to them. I mean, that's one of the things that we've done. I mean, we've given councils an opportunity to freeze their council tax. And if they do, we're making over the next 2 years something like £450 million available to help councils who choose to freeze their council tax. But if they choose not to take that money, then they're perfectly entitled to go out to council taxpayers and say, look, we want to spend more than a 2% rise. Do you agree with us? That's local democracy. And one of the great things is governments have all